Delighted, really proud of the players, what they put into the game. An exceptional goal, they won it, and we defended manfully, bar the one McJanet's cleared off the line from Brandon Kavanagh. We haven't really given up many opportunities, so really proud of the players.
Bringing on Patrick McElhenney, that was a pretty incisive pass up to Paul McMullen. I mean, it's great to have those kinds of players coming back from injury and making that kind of impact.
Well, you see, obviously tonight we're able to get minutes into Diallo, Dumigan, Duffy, McElhenney, which is brilliant, all coming back from injury. So the more we have available to us, the better. And you've seen the impact that they had on the game tonight, which was great.
Yeah, it's unbeaten in six now, coming off of a run where you only had one win in six. Obviously, those players coming back is a huge difference. But what else has changed, in your opinion, over the last couple of weeks?
Well, listen, people get carried away with results at times. But I've always believed in the group and in the character of the group. And I knew that once we like, consistency in this league is hard to come by. For most teams, so we're just focusing on ourselves and trying to be as consistent as possible, and I think we've done that over the last number of weeks. But it's important that we don't get too hyped up, too ahead of ourselves, and try and take it one game at a time, the old Bourne cliche. But that's what you've got to do in this league, because if you look too far ahead, you get found out.
As you said, Cameron McJanet had a vital interception, clearing the ball off the line. The defence tonight was really, really strong.
Excellent. We defended well from the front, and the players deserve their 3 points.
So next up is a trip down to Tala to face Rovers on Monday. Just before we go on to that game, does it take its toll, the fact that you're going back up to Derry now and then coming down on for a Friday to Monday spread, both in Dublin?
Well, that's the magic computer threw them fixtures up at us. Away to Pats on a Friday, away to Rovers on a Monday. Very interesting, but We'll prepare properly. We have good professionals. We have good staff who'll prepare the players brilliantly, and we'll look forward to it.
And coming off the back of a win, Rovers obviously in a bit of patchy form at the moment. Is that a game you think you can target?
Listen, we try and win every game. Tala is a brilliant venue, brilliant club. We real talent there, so we'll go and have a go and see where it takes us.
And just a final word on Stephen Kenny being back in the league. Obviously, you have plenty of experience playing under him and being part of his backroom team. In terms of what that brings to the league as a whole, what's your takeaway from that?
Listen, the more people like Stephen and quality people like Stephen that we have in the league, the better it is for the domestic game here. And you can see the game growing here. There's sell-out stadiums everywhere you go. And people like Stephen coming back into the league will only enhance it. I've obviously got huge respect for him. I admire him. He's been probably the most single-handedly, the most influential person in my professional career, and I owe him a lot. But we're in opposite dugouts now, and it's funny what life throws up at you. But Derry City is my main priority, and I'm sure he'll do a brilliant job here as well.